Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty, here we are back again, and Rick Adams and Scott Smith. You know, I'd just like to interject a couple of modern day points here in this NOAA control, this Noahide law, as they call it, and the fact that the Talmud and the points of the so-called Judaica, the Encyclopedia Judaica here, come to play with, of course, some of the screeds that we have been talking about for some time. One of the things that we have to talk about, you know, is this whole business, this whole globalist approach, Scott, to the so-called warming trend, which, of course, has been a hoax right from the beginning. Now, people might not realize that this global weather, this global climate change in the so-called Copenhagen meeting, which Obama has just attended, in which they have reluctantly put together some softened approach to this worldwide effort to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. All of this ties into these Noahide documents very clearly, because it is part of supposedly counterfeiting God's commandments in blessing the earth. And you see, it's very subtle. It's very deceptive. Then we have the infamous so-called iron side, the sign rather, that was blazoned over the work camps at Auschwitz in Poland. And of course, the sign having to do with work sets you free. You know, we find that even here now, in the propaganda reports of AP and MSNBC, they tell us that in this camp, 1 million people, mostly Jews, were killed or died of starvation and disease while carrying out labor at the camp. You see, this is interesting because every now and then they update this story so that, yes, they will admit that it is true that most of the people there, in fact, died because of disease and because of starvation, just as most of the German people did as well. So, you know, it's just like, hey, they'll tell you a lot of truth so long as you'll believe the lie in the end. But the truth eventually will be vindicated about all of these issues, whether it be the wars, the Holocaust, the global warming, all of these theses that have been promulgating are now one by one beginning to unravel, I believe. And that's important to understand in light of the Noahide document.
Absolutely, Rick. And the Noahide document themselves is just, like I explained in the beginning of the program, the spiritual genesis of the secular material happenings that are occurring, like the meeting they're having in Copenhagen right now about how they're going to subdue the earth and all the people in it by control of carbon credits that they'll securitize and sell at astronomical prices and create mountains of dollar bills through fictitious processes. I mean, this is what they're experts at.
Exactly. Yes, they are.
It's like a shell game without a P, and put your money up here.
It's all about control, and that's the key. It's control on a worldwide basis.
Not just control. If they already have control. I mean, you know, what they want is to suck the very life out of everything they can, and whatever they can't have, they want to destroy.
Well, it's subjugation. Yeah, and the thing is, the end of this is not just control or subjugation or sucking the life out. It's bowing the knee to Satan. And that's the end result of this long journey.
The very soul, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely is right, the soul, right? Okay, we're coming back. We have a couple of calls starting to line up. We'll take them in a short time. You stay tuned to more of Rick Adams on the Scott.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here we are back again, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, yes, together tonight again. It's a thrill to be with you, Scott, and as I said earlier, Scott is a co-host of mine on the program we do on television, which is The Deadly Experiment. And, you know, we call it that for a reason, don't we, Scott?
Yes, we do, Rick. We're taking deadly aim at all of these people who are enemy of our Christian way of life and our principles that we, you know, desire to live under. They wish us to subject us to these Noahide laws, and I'm not going, you know. No way. Nope.
Now, the interesting thing is, before we open up to calls, is this. In the Zionist entity today, there is a movement of bringing back this control through the Sanhedrin Council, I believe.
Right.
And the Sanhedrin and these people that we're talking about directly are the descendants today of them who crucified Messiah.
Right.
And it is very interesting to note that why they have replaced the Ten Commandments in America today with this control of the seven Noahide laws is conditioning or setting up the world to accept this eventual Talmudic system of what they call justice, right?
Right. That's right. And the bottom line is the whole thing is so that we can serve them, because that's our job, is to serve the Jew. And this is this is the whole fundamental foundation of Judaism, the Talmud. The Judaism is not the Old Testament. of our Bible, the holy inspired word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Judaism is Talmudism, and it's
right.
just racist superiority, subjugation, tyranny mechanism that they seek to impose upon us. And, you know, it goes to the point, it says the Jew's job in this Noahide law, the Jew has a crucial role to play. He cannot be a bystander remaining aloof from the world's conduct. Every Jew has the obligation to ensure that all people of the world observe the seven Noahide laws. So that's every Jew has the obligation, I'll read it again, to ensure that all people of the world observe the seven Noahide laws. So that when you see these people from the Chabad Lubavitch or any of these Jews lighting the menorah with their black hats on and their tendrils and their big beards and all of this stuff, mm-hmm. they're lighting up the fire of your own destruction, and we're watching it on a daily, I am anyway, on a daily
yep.
basis.
Yep.
I know you
yep.
are, too.
We know so. What's going on. The average goy does not. They haven't got a clue. It's being, given the mantra of respectability in their press, and we're being given this image of religious freedom. Mind you, even though the crucifixes, we have some interesting news accounts of persecution now of Christians who do display the cross and so forth, we're finding that this is becoming a very, very prevalent thing, is to take down crucifixes, to take down nativity scenes, to take down creches and all of this, and substituting the menorah among other symbols and the Star of David, for instance. So this is becoming a way of life, and most people are not even aware that it's happening to them.
Not even a clue. And I think I was watching the news yesterday where I saw the Chabad Lubavitch Jews of Rhode Island lighting the menorah up there. I don't know.
Oh, they're all over. They're all over every city and hamlet and village, absolutely.
That's right. But it says in the Noahide laws, it says men and women are equal. Now, this is Gentiles. Men and cattle. Men and women are equal in their responsibility to observe the seven universal laws. And it says when a Gentile resolves to fulfill the seven universal laws, his or her soul is elevated. This person becomes a pious one of the nations and mm-hmm. receives a share of the world to come. So, you know, it's like if you accept these seven Noahide laws, it's like, you know, like you accepted Jesus and, you know, are living a Christian life, and nothing could be further from the truth to, you know,
Absolutely.
Get involved in a system where a whole group, tribe of people, you know, your racist masters, you know, it's ridiculous.
Now, how do you feel, Scott, that this whole program, the seven Noahide laws right up to the execution of people, how do you think it will come to fruition? Is it going to come through this worldwide war they're planning, this worldwide terrorism that will bring about ultimately the building of the new temple, the temple in place there where the Al-Aqsa is, and is that going to, yeah, the mosque, and is that going to, in effect, be the beginning of this new world order that will see the outright execution of Christians in Jerusalem?
Rick, I think that we're going to come to a point where the mere mention of Christ will become so verbatim, as you know, so evil in the eyes of society
mm-hmm.
that you will be killed. I mean, you'll be, Christians have been killed down through the ages for professing their faith in Jesus. I mean, it, you know, and these same people, as you were speaking about before, this Sanhedrin that they, you know, we read in the foreword, what, 3 or 4 years ago, that they were reforming the Sanhedrin, and
mm-hmm.
it had not been formed since the time of Christ.
That's right.
But and it's being formed up right now, and it's being formed up by these people from the Chabad Lubavitch movement, this Hasidic Jewish Talmudic group who are Kabbalists and believe in this Zohar nonsense, and these and you know, it's under their supposed Rebbe of the Chabad Lubavitch that this Education Day USA, where the Noahide laws were instituted in our country by decree of the president and the Congress. It's this Chabad Lubavitch, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the leader of the Lubavitch movement, who was supposedly Christ incarnate, but he died in, I guess, 1990, sometime after this law was passed. I guess they still expect him to come back and kill us all or something. I don't know.
No. Well, you know, if they can believe in this mysticism of a book, then I'm supposing they can believe in all of this resurrection and reincarnation and all of this without Jesus, you see?
Well, they do believe in reincarnation. That is one of their fundamental concepts of these Hasidic Jews is reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not the, for the Catholic Church or for any of these Zionist churches to consider these Jews as our elder brothers in the faith, they are guilty of misleading the flock. And so much of that is going on today that this is why people don't understand it. If they were being taught from the pulpit the truth about where these people are coming from and what their plans are, we'd be able to stop this with much greater ease than we're going to anyway. You know, Christ has already won the battle. So, to talk about these things, Rick, is to maybe release an ensnared individual who has no clue that they're becoming enslaved by a tyrannical, demonic element.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
Free them through Christ. And, you know, that's the only way to combat this and to have any sense of the truth is through the God-man who we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of, which I don't find a big problem with, and I don't care what day it falls on. And, you know, as long as people remember Jesus is the reason for the season and forget the nonsense of lining these Jewish merchants with our hard-earned sweat, which is what they want us to do. So that all these people that run all of this stuff go bankrupt. But no, we got to bail them out with these massive bailouts and you know, IOUs of your soul and body, and your children and your grandchildren are indebted to us forever and ever. I mean, the prophecy of Benjamin Franklin comes true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. We can see all of that. You know, we're coming up on the break time now, and I'd like to take a chance now on letting people chime in who do have a question for Scott, for me, and a comment perhaps along these lines. But we will do that when we come back from the break. And our number is 800-313-9443. Toll free here on republicbroadcasting.org. It's 800-313-9443. Don't forget to get the business cards, Advertising RBN. $8 for 100, plus the video, Freedom to Fascism, bumper stickers and free shipping. It's a giveaway. If you can send more, you do that. Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251. And that, of course, is Double Creek Road, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas. 78664, that's all the address you need. $8 or more, get you the package, get the card, vote RBN. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. It's in. Thank you.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And here we are, fellow Eloi. We're back again with the program, and we are going to go right to our telephones. We do have some callers lined up, Scott. Let's take a call right now. Lark in Texas is first. Hello, Lark.
Hi, Rick. Hello, Scott. How are you, gentlemen?
Fine.
Hi, Lark. Good, good.
I want to congratulate you. This is the first public discussion of this topic that I have heard at all online since I first discovered it myself a couple of years ago. In order to be brief, with your permission, I just want to simply insert a couple of things here. Number one, it was in 1983 that a so-called National Scroll of Honor, sponsored by 4 congressmen, including Chuck Schumer and Newt Gingrich,
mm-hmm.
Presented this so-called National Scroll of Honor to Rabbi Schneerson.
Yes. Menachem and Mendel Schneerson, yeah.
And, of course, his birthday is celebrated in America today as so-called Education and Sharing Day.
Right.
April 20th,
mm-hmm.
after they've collected their money, I think.
Yes,
on the
after
April
the
15th.
Huh?
That's right. And the couple of here's the other threads I just want to bring to the discussion and for your comments, if you wish, any aspect. Let's see. Number one, Billy Graham was considered a great Christian leader of our generation.
By who?
And today it's Franklin Graham.
Mm-hmm.
But he was actually, pardon me?
I'm sorry, I'm just being a...
Well, obviously you know, but anyway, he had a direct connection to the Brene Brith and to Freemasonry that goes way back. The family had changed their names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, George Bush claimed to be a evangelical Christian, and of course he was Presbyterian. Well, many Americans don't know that the Presbyterian, and of course Billy Graham, by the way, backing up, was a Southern Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
So he heavily influenced with his Freemasonic sophistry the Southern Baptist Convention. Mm-hmm. I know you recall that there was a split in recent years.
And then he also brought about the NAE, if you remember, the National Association of Evangelicals. People were coming out of the World Council of Churches in Protestantism and going over to the International Council of Christian Churches and other separatist bodies, and Billy Graham put up a stop sign right in the middle of the road.
Yes, and of course, you know, the Presbyterian Church was actually founded in England by John Calvin,
mm-hmm.
right, who was a Jew himself.
He was a French Jew, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On YouTube, or Google Video, if you wish, you'll find a very interesting video if you simply use these keywords,
mm-hmm.
rabbi and free will.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a long presentation where this rabbi essentially claims that if you don't have free will, then you're not really human, and therefore you're akin to being an animal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my mid-50s. I remember a time when they were, for example, integrating the public schools, and that there was quite a debate about prayer before class. Later it morphed into the silent moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you recall that, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do.
But be that as it may, I remember I had two teachers in my sixth grade class. One was a woman who was having an affair with the coach. Then I transferred schools, and this lady, and I was a straight-A student. I was told by everybody in this class when I transferred to this new school in sixth grade, well, you're not going to do that here. You are under the thumb of Miss Jessie Jones, who was an old-fashioned Christian school marm. Maybe you remember them, Rick. Never married.
Yep, yep.
Anyway,
I had four of them. Lon, I had four of them in elementary school.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But anyway, this woman made a very interesting declaration one day.
Okay.
I have always remembered this. She claimed that there was no such thing at one time in the English-speaking world as a human. The full... human was merely an adjective
mm-hmm.
for the word being.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was rather interesting. Recently, too, you know, this topic, this discussion of the Sanhedrin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
That you've inserted.
Very important. Very
right.
It very,
right.
very much so is. It reminds me of Alice Bailey's externalization of the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're actually in those times right now. We're really at a precipice. We're at the edge of the abyss.
Yes, we are. Yeah, yeah.
And just recently, there was a gentleman by the name of John Dennis, who claims to be a Campaign for Liberty leader in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hang on to that just a moment. We'll hold you over, and then we will take more calls, too. But we'll wrap it up with Lark. First, in just a few moments, as the program continues, Rick Adams Uncensored with Scott Smith as well tonight, the dynamic duo of RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, and here we are back again. We're continuing with Lark here. Lark, you wanted to make another point. Go ahead.
Well, and I apologize for being wordy. My wordiness doesn't lend itself to live radio, I know.
Lark, okay. let me tell you, the rabbit hole that we're going down here is a very difficult one. I think you've done a tremendous job getting your ideas across, because some of this stuff is so convoluted by these people that trying to explain it is a monumental task. So you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Scott. All I know is that we just need to keep talking. We just need to keep elevating the level of discourse.
Education.
So that we can include all these threads, because it is quite complicated to try to swallow an elephant like this whole.
Mm-hmm.
But just to finish my thoughts, and I'll get off. Mr. Dennis seems like a very nice fellow. He was appearing on the Mark Anderson RBN show, When Worlds Collide.
Mm-hmm.
Had never heard of communitarianism or communitarian law. Now, for those who are not familiar with this term, communitarian, it's really just kind of like fascism and communism decided to adopt a new word for itself. And that word is communitarian, and it emanates from the supremacy of communitarian law, which is an international law, and it's UN law, and it is a contract clause that is on all this so-called supremacy of communitarian law contract clauses on all treaties and multi national business contracts between companies and nations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But its foremost exponent in the United States of America is at George Washington University. His name is Amitai Etzioni, a.k.a. Werner Falk. He was at Berkeley in 58. He's been a so-called special policy advisor, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
to every American president since Jimmy Carter. And he's within a stone's throw of the White House.
And he's
so what I want to do is simply just bring the discussion to a secular level for just that moment,
mm-hmm.
Because it coincides very nicely with what you're discussing tonight. And more Americans truly need to be educated about these issues, and I applaud both of you.
Thank you, Art. Like I said, it's not an easy topic to wrap your hands around so that you can present it to somebody, but it's something that has to be attempted because they're implementing it on us,
yep.
and we're becoming subjugated to it, and it's a, it's a pretty ugly thing. It's a Luciferian Gnostic philosophy that, you know, we're stupid cattle and we're here to serve them.
Yeah, it's astounding, sir. You'll even go to YouTube and you'll do a word search for Alan Dershowitz and Lubavitcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had these Lubavitchers from all over the world celebrating, and Alan Dershowitz gave one of the keynote speeches where he basically said, "We have won."
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's the ironic part, is because that's exactly what they think they have won, and in fact, when they win, they lose, and that's the most ironic part of it. Poetic justice, in fact.
Amen.
Jesus made that clear. Just when they think they've got it all wrapped up, they find out that sudden destruction will come upon them, and they shall not escape the wrath of God. Thank you very much, Lark, for
Thank
your
you for
call.
Thank you for allowing me to introduce.
Let's take a call from Mexico. We got Rodrigo, I believe. Is that right? Rodrigo, are you there?
Hi, Rick. Hi, Scott.
How are you? Hi. Good to make your acquaintance for a second time. One of our listeners in Mexico. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Very good.
Say hello to Scott.
Always. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rodrigo.
Hi. I want to be very quick. I just want to ask you if you have heard of something about the reconstruction of the Third Solomon's Temple around March of next year?
Yes.
Yes? What's your opinion on that?
They're doing it now.
Go ahead. Talk about it, Scott. I know you have a lot to say on it.
Well, Rick, they've been attempting to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque for a long time because to the Jews, there is no other place that they can put the temple. That's the only place on the whole planet that they can have the temple, and that's why they went through such a holocaust, so to speak, and created this secular religion of the Jews to beat us into a pulp so that they could grab that land, and they're in the process of grabbing it right now, building a wall around it, and when they feel that the time is right and that they're in a secure position, they're gonna implode that like the 9/11 buildings and erect the Solomon's Temple so that the Antichrist will rule from there.
Yeah.
Is that what you see, Rodrigo?
Yeah, me too. But I'm not very sure if they can do that in next year. But I think that they're trying to condition people for that.
That's right,
right.
And that's
right.
That's the whole reason for the Reformation, the reformation of the Sanhedrin, is that they have to have this spiritual body in place before they can actually erect the stone edifice of the temple. I mean, it's all part of the program that they're instituting, And, yep, that's the place that these Noahide laws are going to be directed to the rest of the world. And it's just a matter of time before that Al-Aqsa Mosque comes crumbling down. And what they're doing in the Arab world and the Islamic world is trying to soften up all of these people so that they just, you know, there's nothing we can do. They got the nuclear weapons, and they can do whatever they want, and that includes destroying the third most holy site in Islam.
Yeah.
And
these wars that we're seeing now, the war of expansion in Afghanistan and Pakistan, all of this is definitely the result of Zionist agitation and provocation. What we're seeing is the continuation and spread, if you will, of these wars in the name of stopping the terrorists. It is actually a war of terrorism that will help culminate in that eventual all-out war in the Middle East that will then extend to the world. So this is what they're out to do. They need this so that they can bring about that that temple and what follows the temple, you see?
Yeah,
and that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm very thankful for your thoughts.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Rudman. We're thankful for your participation and continue to support us and call. Thank you again. You have
a
blessed
pleasure.
Good evening. All right. I think we have Mike in, is it Mike in Kentucky next, Manny?
Kentucky, okay. Yeah.
Hello there, Mike. How are you?
Hey. There's a couple of, I would say, logical conundrums with what most folks believe about, and, you know, read into essentially what is 16th century English, most of us are looking at. You know, the writings of the New Testament were not written to anybody that was educated in the periodic table of the elements and chemistry. They didn't really think the way we do. And when in our King James conventional phrases, when it talks about the elemental things of the faith, what would that be in the temple? It'd be the accoutrements, wouldn't it? The menorah, the incense shovels, the Ark of the Covenant, and other such things were made out of various
implements.
Implements that were brass, they were mostly gold.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy of Holies was all overlaid with gold.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And the reason is that the Ark of the Covenant was like some kind of crazy, powerful mechanism that parted the waters of the Red Sea. And
yeah, I can barely hear you, by the way. I think it was a capacitor.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
It was overlaid with gold, and it was inside and out. It was overlaid in wood.
That's very good.
And they
good.
Carried it with wooden beams, and nobody was allowed to touch it.
That's right. And if you touched it, you died, right?
Well, and they've documented in just the last 150 years that the magnetic field of the Earth has diminished a huge amount.
Due to
so
what?
If you extrapolate that back 2,500 years ago or farther, and I know this from experience, and a lot of people have told me they've done it. If you set a car battery down on the ground and leave it, it'll discharge.
Right. Slowly.
It's in direct contact with the magnetic field of the Earth.
Well, that's the difference between a battery and a capacitor.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you at all, if there's any way to gain that up.
I have no idea, but that's the difference between a capacitor, which the Ark of the Covenant was, and a battery. A battery discharges slowly, and a capacitor discharges quickly. And, you know, so, but you're right nonetheless. And where'd you get this information? It's interesting to me because I have the same information, and it's, you know, it's difficult to obtain.
Well, I've run across this information. I've been listening to shortwave radio and alternative media for almost 20 years, and you run across this stuff on occasion.
Yeah.
Of course, I've researched into magnetic therapy for various things, and I thought it was kind of hokey. I thought, eh, come on, you can't magnetize water. But
it
turns out
I do it
can.
Every day.
Huh?
I do it every day.
Yeah.
With a John Ellis water machine.
Well, I didn't think there was much to it until I thought, well, I'll just magnetize. I was doing a lemonade fast, and I thought, well, I'll just kill two birds with one stone, and I'll magnetize this lemonade. And within probably an hour and a half, I drank my lemonade. I had a whole gallon of it in the fridge. It totally neutralized the citric acid in the lemon juice, and it tasted like soapy water. So,
really?
Magnetic...
Your first name again. I'm sorry.
Mike.
This is Mike.
Mike, write this name down and look it up on YouTube for some of this information. He's a physicist, and his name is Nassim Haramein. N-A-S-S-I-M, Nassim Haramein. H-A-R-A-M-E-I-N. Look that guy up. And he's got some interesting things to say. It's on YouTube, but it's pretty long, but a lot of interesting stuff.
I didn't mean to go down this rabbit trail this far. I just wanted to make mention that I think a lot of people, when they read stuff in the Bible, they think of it in our Western scientific mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that wrote, you know, the King James Version of the Bible and the writings of the New Testament were not being scientific when they talked about the elemental things of the faith and the elements melting with fervent heat. They did not mean, you know, the entire Earth's periodic table of the elements.
Uh-huh. Read, Mike, 2 Peter, Peter's second epistle, chapter 3. Where it talks about water. There's only three chapters in it anyway. It's really short. And it talks about water and how water is exactly opposite of every other element known to man in that when it heats, it contracts.
Yeah.
And so water is actually a portal. If you ever saw these sci-fi movies where somebody touches a mirror and goes into another dimension.
Yeah.
Water is that vehicle in our world, in our universe.
Yeah. When it freezes, it expands. That's the case with the...
It's not the case with anything else at all.
Hey, I think we're distorting a little bit, but Mike, good call. Thank you very much for your insight. Appreciate it, all right? I think we have Doris on the line, too, now, from Kansas. Doris, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, Doris, go ahead.
Well, you know, I haven't thought about this for a long time, but back in the 90s, do you remember the Freeman?
When you say the Freeman, what are you referring to?
The Freeman that were in, I think it was Montana or someplace.
Oh, yes,
they were,
yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I remember... they put out this book called The Noahide Laws a long time ago, and I've got one of them. And what?
Good. How old is it?
It was 1995, maybe, four, five, six, right in there.
That's about right. That's about right.
Yeah. And they also published in the Oklahoma Journal a bunch of stuff, and it was to be, you know, how you had to publish something so much, you know, to make it law. And what it was, I can't remember all the details, but they were trying to get new judges and so forth, and they were, it was like kind of common law, and they were setting up judges and justices, and
that's right.
And I'm sure. And I used to have a copy of where it was published there, and it was published in another county in Oklahoma. It seems like I can't remember for sure what county that was. It was more northern, central northern county.
Right.
And,
but the bottom line to this is our whole judicial system has been Talmudized. We're no longer under common law. We're under this community law that Lark talked about, and we're under the law of the sea. Our Constitution has been null and voided by the international gangster banksters who put us under the law of commerce and debt.
Yeah.
So they change these laws like they change underwear. Whatever suits their purpose to put us into subjugation, those are the laws they institute.
Yeah, and they were trying, the Freemans were trying to do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I don't know what ever happened to them, whether they're still in prison or what.
Well, that's about the size of it. You want to hang on, you may, but we got that final break coming up, and we'll do that now. We'll be back to the final wrap-up with Scott Smith and Rick Adams on RBN.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Hey, you heard it from the horse's mouth. Now, let me just remind you before we get back to Doris and wrap things up here that Dr. K's book offer is still available through Sunday, through the weekend. The 4 books that he has written for $50 delivered. We'll do it for free, the shipping, if you can't afford it. But $50 will do for the 4 books, The Magnificent Message 1 and The Magnificent Message 2. the modern English translation of the Quran. So you'll know what it says and what it does not say that the enemy wants us to believe it says. Both volumes, over 1,000 pages. Then we have Wrongly Blamed, the Real Perpetrators and Killers of 9/11, another 400 pages. And then, of course, we have the shorter book, but very neat, and that's The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Mankind. Now you'll see this Talmudic enemy in all of these books. $50 for all of them. You can PayPal me at rick458@cox.net, rick458@cox.net, or write to the same address, Rick, R-I-C-K, 458@cox.net, and we will tell you where to send your check or money order for $50 for that offer, okay? All right, let's finish up here now. We still have Doris. Doris, quickly now, what was you were you going to say next?
Well, I was going to say that I had a copy of both of those papers, and when John Bryant was on, American whatever radio station, and he was investigating the Freemans, I sent him that stuff, and then they had a fire, so it didn't come back to me. But, you know, I think you could probably still get a copy of that. That was in the Journal Record or something in Oklahoma City, down there, well, right in close proximity of the Murrow Building.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could
they were doing this. The Freemen were trying to convey the message that we're conveying today. At the time, it was new. It was new in America to many people.
Yeah.
And now we know. All you have to do is you can even Google it and start to see the criticisms of the Noahide laws and read it, like Scott said, from the Jewish sites themselves and see what they have to say about it.
Yeah. Well, I think they were trying to do something about all this international money and the Federal Reserve and all that stuff. But does anybody know whatever happened to them?
I don't know what became of them.
They probably became history in the Oklahoma City bombing situation where all the wishes were...
They had them in prison, but as far as I remember, they couldn't find anything that they could convict them on, but they kept keeping them there.
Yep, they do that. That's what they do.
So,
well, you know the thing.
It might be interesting if anybody knows whatever happened.
Well, we'll see. I'll probably get some emails about that now. Thank you, Doris, for your call on this Friday evening. You have a great weekend.
And God bless you.
All right. Well, Scott, time has just flown by. I don't know about you, but it's just too fast, too quick.
Well, Rick, all the time we spend together seems to be that way, no?
It evaporates too quickly, yes. But
God
it's been
bless
a pleasure.
You and all the people, and all the RBN listeners, I hope they have a great Christmas and give honor and glory to the King of Kings who's won this battle for us.
Amen. And you know what, Scott? I enjoyed this immensely tonight. A lot of good input, a lot of good callers, and we thank you for being with me again. We'll do it again. Amen, brother.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you.
Thank you, and have a good weekend. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing, we'll see you again Monday night for our next truncated week of Rick Adams Uncensored. Support RBN. Stay tuned for Chris next, and we'll be back, Lord willing. Bye-bye now.
Introducing the new